First leg, I was too relaxed, and the second leg, I was too relaxed, and I learned a valuable lesson to concentrate 110% and not 80%. I thought, just relax and throw the dart, and it'd go in, you know, and it didn't work. So next time, I will, you know, make sure that I'd concentrate 100%. I didn't want to be too tense. When you're too tense, you snatch, you pull, you know, you push a dart. I just wanted to be relaxed, but relaxed mentally rather than physically, and that wasn't good enough. Physically relaxed, not mentally.
Obviously, you were within touching distance of the final of this Cash Converters Players Championship. You would have been your first major final. This is all stuff you need to learn how to deal with, isn't it?
Absolutely, Dan, and do you know what, I'm going to take away the positives from this weekend rather than the negatives, and that's the only negative I've got from this weekend is being relaxed in the mind in the first few legs of the semi, so I can learn from that and I can build on that, and I will, and it's all part of learning, and you know, for Kim and for I, so you know, I will push on in the next tournament and hopefully learn and be a better player for that.
The career of Justin Pipe, professional darts player, just keeps going up and up and up. I mean, you're world number 9 going into the World Championships. Yeah. I mean, this is ahead of schedule for you, isn't it?
It is, Dan, yeah. I think when we spoke last year, I think I said I wanted to be top 16, and I'm shocked, you know, it's amazing. Coming here today, I was behind Terry, behind Janko by about 400 quid, I think, 300 or 400 quid. And to be going home tonight, a few grand in front of him and being number 9, I'm just, yeah, it's just brilliant, it's brilliant.
How are you dealing with the pressures of being a dog? I mean, you know, doing this for a living is very different from doing it as a sport, as a pastime, and that brings different pressures, I would imagine, but you seem to be taking it all in your stride and getting better as well.
I'm mentally strong, Dan, and I think if you're mentally strong, you can deal with that. I don't, you know, it's a lot of pressure on you when this is your job and you've got to win to earn. That is a huge amount of pressure, and you know, for everybody, for all the players, it really is tough, and you've got to be strong in the head so that you can push on and win tournaments. And you know, you can see why Phil does so well, because he's so strong from the neck up, and that's what you've got to be. And I'm learning.
And you're learning, you're having success, but we go into the Worlds now. You made last 16 last year, great win over Wes Newton.